I would like to express my sincerest condolences to Alice's husband, Mr. Vincent Malachi, to her three children, Bernard Hecker of Ridgefield, Connecticut, David Hecker of Neptune City, New Jersey, and Alicia Morales of Phoenix, Arizona, and to the 16 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, one of whom is able to be here, Angie. And our sincerest condolences and assurance of prayers to all of the members of the family that couldn't be here as we lay our beloved departed to rest. My dear parishioners and beloved family, you know that we have three funerals, one today, one tomorrow, and another on Monday. And you hear that old saying that people pass away in threes, and situations such as this tend to confirm that. However, that is not why these deaths happened ultimately. And indeed, sometimes it happens when there's only one or two deaths, not the three. It just seems to be three at times. Ultimately, these three individuals died because it was God's holy will. Their time on earth had come to an end, and that time was fixed by the eternal decree. Before the world ever began, before anything material came into existence, in the infinite mind of God, we were all there in His thought. That infinite thought of God, where He knew everything that would happen in the future. And He knew when we would come into this world and when we would leave it, either by natural causes or it was by unnatural causes. Sometimes that happens. He permitted that. And so let us pray, of course, not only for all the faithful departed, for our beloved Alice today, for Ramona Scully, who will be laid to rest tomorrow, and for Mr. Maximo Martinez, who will be laid to rest on Monday. It was their time this past week for them to go. And I think we need to really emphasize that in our lives. This is the will of God. It was the will of God that we come into existence. It is His will that we leave this physical existence. Our souls, of course, cannot go out of existence. The body is reverently laid to rest in the grave because it was the temple of the Holy Ghost. We will give it great honor with incensation, with holy water, with complete respect and love as we carry the mortal remains to their resting place. We know, of course, our Catholic faith teaches us unmistakably that all bodies will rise from the dead on the last day, and those bodies will be reunited to their souls, even to share in their eternal reward or their eternal punishment. The great judgment at the end of the world will take place. As Catholics, we are reminded at least once a year, and sometimes by other circumstances, of our mortality. On Ash Wednesday, we have blessed ashes placed upon our foreheads. And the priest tells us in Latin, "Remember, man, thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt be." That's a reminder of the death sentence upon the heads of each one of us. The what we know, there's nothing more certain than the fact that we will die one day. But the most uncertain thing is the when. When will God call us from this life? Those that do not follow Christ, those that are of the world, are terrified of death. They wish to disregard it as much as possible. Why? Because they don't to live for the next life, and also because they're not ready to meet their Maker. And yet, they know too, just as well as we do, that that time will come. And as Catholics, as those who persevere in the Holy Catholic faith and living that life, that sacrificial life that is pleasing to God, we don't have to have this terror of death. Rather, we can see it in a very positive light. And why not see it in a positive light? We don't have to go to death unprepared. We can be ready for it whenever the good Lord calls us. We should see it in that positive way then. As long as we are faithfully following Christ in our Holy Catholic faith, death does not have terror for us. Rather, death is a release from this veil of tears. Do we not say that in the Hail Holy Queen every day in our prayers? To thee we cry, mourning and weeping this valley of tears. And yes, there are many a suffering or pain or sorrow, many a tear. And of course, God is helping us to grow spiritually through all of that. But it's, of course, nothing that we would ever really like. We don't have to like it. That God is preparing our souls. And so, therefore, death, then, is being called home. Now, isn't that a most comforting thought? I am going home. Yes, there is a reality of purgatory we should never forget. That God does judge strictly on the other side of the grave. We should help the holy soul as much as we can. But for any soul that makes it to purgatory, that soul knows that it will not be lost. And once that purgatory is gone and over with, that soul will fly to God to be in its true home. We have to realize that death, whenever it comes, is our being called by God. You know, we can sometimes, in unlikely situations, receive inspirations. And it was at a recent funeral that as I'm walking up with the, just ahead of the remains of the body being brought up behind me, it really struck me when the choir was singing, Christus vocavit te. Christ has called you. It's time. When the Maker of heaven and earth calls, there's no power on earth that can stop that. Christ has called. It's time to go. And for Alice, our dear beloved Alice, that time, she called her this past Sunday. It was her time. It is only a temporary separation of the body from the soul. The great teaching of our Catholic faith is, as I mentioned just a little bit earlier, we will be raised from the dead. God, who made everything out of nothing, will raise from the dead everybody that has ever lived. It will be quite a sight to see. We'll all see each other there at the general judgment. Those that died in a state of grace will have a pleasing appearance already. Those that did not die in a state of grace as enemies of God, they will already have a repulsive appearance, even as they go to the judgment. So you see, our Catholic faith prepares us for that. It teaches us, be ready, live that kind of life, that when God calls you, you can say, here I am, Lord. This is what I live for. This is what I prepare for. Truly, then, the most important moment of our death, of our life, is our death. Everything up to that moment will bring us to this moment, to this point, to go into eternity. And it can be a blessed eternity. We so choose and follow Jesus. in the way of the cross, in the way of faith, in the way of charity and virtue. When it comes to Alice, we, of course, don't know. We don't know any soul except for the canonized saints for certain where they are. But we have great reason to believe that she called, or she was called and was ready to hear the call of her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And why do we know this? Because of the life that she lived. It was that kind of life that prepares you to have a blessed departure. As pastor, and this has been more than at one period that I was her pastor, I remember moving so in the 90s, and then she moved away, moved back here. But one thing I could see was her devotedness to her family. Her being there for her family, giving her mother's heart and love to the service, not just children, but her grandchildren. Loving them all, taking care of them, watching over them, supporting them in many ways. Truly a giver to her family. And it's been more than just a few times. I was edified by that. We know that she was faithful in her first marriage to her husband who predeceased her. And then she was indeed most faithful to her husband, Vincent, Mr. Vincent Malachi, who also survived the death of a former spouse, and they were married in the Catholic Church. And you can see that devotedness and dedication. You can see two people who truly cared and loved for one another. Two people that were helping each other get to heaven. Isn't that what marriage is for? And we certainly saw that in her life. And then, among the other edifying examples in their lives, trying to get to Jesus every day. Of course, I started to get a little worried as things got difficult with the driving, but how do you tell two people that love the Mass? How do you in any way dampen their love and enthusiasm, their zeal for the Mass, getting here every day? Unless it was impossible. I know it is for the most part impossible, but the desire is there. What a consolation to God when we live in an age where so many people couldn't be bothered with Sunday worship. But they not only worship on Sunday, they worship at home, and they worship every day, even the whole sacrifice of the Mass. Dear Alice had us her cross, and it was a cross obviously for her family, her Alzheimer's. It's a difficult time. But we have to remember, even that is permitted by God. It's part of that, of the challenge we have in this veil of tears, those sicknesses, those illnesses. And God's grace sustains the one who has to bear it and the family members who provide very sacrificial care to take care of them. But in all of this, I could never see any love flag or weaken or diminish between Vince, Mr. Vincent Bellacci, and Mrs. Alice Bellacci. And she lived out her life in dignity and peace and cared for and honored as it should be. You know, one of the great memories I will have is something that happened just last month. And that was when our high school students went to carol in some of the rest homes in the area. And one of them was where Mr. and Mrs. Bellacci were. And I was thinking, this is one of the most important things we could possibly teach our young people. Respect and honor for our elderly. No matter what challenges or medical conditions they may have. And we got to see, not only Mr. Malachi, we got to see for Mrs. Malachi Alice. And I could just see she was struggling to recognize us. And, you know, ultimately it didn't matter if she did or not. We were there to do a most necessary service. And she and every person there loved it, enjoyed it, were inspired by our young people. How fitting it is that some of those very voices that caroled for Alice are the voices in today's choir, helping lay her to rest. I just thought that was a wonderful example of God's providence. I will never forget Alice's smile. She always had a smile. And I believe that evidenced her peace of soul. She was a woman who knew what she needed to do in life, who knew that she wanted to love God and to love her family and love those around her, and she did it. And doing the right thing, my dear brother, doesn't that give us that peace of soul which nothing here on earth can ever take away? The peace of knowing we're doing the right thing. The peace of knowing we're doing the holy will of God. The peace of knowing that we are following Jesus Christ. And yes, it's not the easy way, but it's the right way. And our Lord himself walked the hard way. He taught us by not just his words, but by his example, to make the right choices of loving God and loving our neighbor, loving our family. And so, I have great reason to believe, as we all do, that she had a blessed departure from this life. And another thing, too, her love for Our Lady, her love for the Rosary. So often after that 6:40 a.m. Mass, Sir Mrs. Malachi were here praying the Rosary. Why not honor our Heavenly Queen and Mother? I leave you with this thought, and it's something from Bishop Sheen. It's very, very profound, above the many other profound things he said. He said, when we pass from this life, we will go to God or to the devil, depending on the life that we live. But interestingly enough, both our Lord and Satan will say the same word. One or the other will say, "My." Believe wholeheartedly that Alice is Jesus' and Mary's. May she rest in peace. Let's help her and all the whole souls in her history as much as we can go to their eternal home, which we pray one day will be ours. Eternal rest granted to her, O Lord.